This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Thousands of people protested against Republicans and the Trump administration this weekend in locations all over the state. It was part of a nationwide protest that included 1,300 demonstrations in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. CPR's Haley May reports some of the largest demonstrations took place outside state capitals, including Denver.
The hands-off rally was one of hundreds planned across the nation, with people protesting a range of issues, from cuts to Medicaid to security violations to newly imposed tariffs. It was high school freshman Aiden Shepard's first time attending a protest.
I am mostly just concerned about immigrants and everybody who he's trying to take away the rights from, everybody who he's trying to deport, veterans, all those kinds of people. I want to stand with those people and make sure that they get the rights that they deserve, you know?
The rally concluded with a march through downtown Denver. Haley May, CPR News.
A proposed new tallest building for Colorado Springs has what may be its last public debate today. City council members are listening to a final appeal right now on the 300-foot-tall One Vela apartment tower. Here's CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
The 27-story apartment building has been stoking local controversy for years. Many residents feel the structure would fundamentally change the city's small-town feel. But the city's downtown review board unanimously approved the project in February. They say the proposal fully complies with city code. But that decision has been appealed to city council, setting up a high-stakes final vote. If council denies the appeal, then construction can begin. But if council sides with the building's opponents, the project is essentially dead. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
It's 2:06. This is CPR News and KRCC.